take a little jog around the block. So like I say, bro, this is something that needs to be said. You rappers who are fans, like I told you, rappers, producers, music reviewers are fans. And like most fans, they're biased. Like, you know what I mean? Like Anthony Fantano, he is a huge Kendrick Lamar fan. Okay? And anything, he does not like J. Cole. Because like I told you, fans don't forget. How you came in the game is how they're going to fucking remember you. They don't care how much you improved. Half the time, if you look at it in a rare spectrum, they miss the old corny you. But at the same time, once you present yourself in the game, like how Big Sean came out with them corny ass bars, going gorny, going in whoppity whoppity, and he had a whole decade of doing that. So, and he says, and to some people, he sounds like a Nickelodeon character. So you have to vary. This is why the underground is rare. This is why I prefer the underground, because you ain't the real underground, not how these kids are doing it with allegations and shit. It's because the fact that there is people, the real know what's up. The issue is you have people who hear your sound, think that you can have a good fit in the mainstream, because it's the king. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, no. The underground is cool. We're not worrying about the underground. We're worrying about the mainstream. Why are you worrying about the mainstream so much? And don't act like the underground don't have a problem. It does. Because you got reviewers trying to, you got fans who are industry minded, you got music reviewers who are industry minded, who every single time when someone sends a song to a music reviewer, these fans are very fickle. They will pick your shit apart. If you're rapping too, because they're looking at rapping like singing. If your flow is too flat, like a singer's too flat, guess what? Bad. You know what I mean? Like, they always say, you know, as artists, man, you gotta use your voice as an instrument, okay? What does Kendrick Lamar does with All My Life and change his little vocal pitches, especially on this new song with like this new verse? It's the exact thing that he's been doing, yet fans want to play forgetful and be like, this is not the Kendrick that I know, when this is the exact Kendrick that you know. Because on Mr. Morale, he was too soft. See, because Kendrick came in a game like, yeah, man, I'm came in a game to kill all these whack rappers, right? And that was the energy fans gravitated to. Once fans gravitate to a particular energy that an artist does, it's a rap. That is who you are. And anything, and you can do whatever you want, but you better keep that same energy. Why do you think people like To Pimp a Butterfly? Because that King Kunta song was, oh, okay, cool. He's still that guy. Why do you think rappers have to have that, at least one or two songs to say, hey, I'm that nigga? Look at, damn, when Kendrick Lamar came out with that song, Be Humble. Oh, yeah, man. As long as you have songs like that with Mr. Morale, you didn't really hear any songs like that besides N6ix9ine, but because he came off all monotone and, you know, but again, fans are biased. They'll let particular artists get away with particular things. Like when he said, take off the tutu, take off the hoodoo, take it, like that's that whole verse. Now, there an underground rapper do that shit. It's just repetitive. Take off this. I know Kendrick did it, but don't do that. Be original. Shut up. When an artist does be original, you call them suck, you call them trash. Let's be real with it. And even the artist is being original, you're going to sniff and sniff and sniff a whole bunch of fucking influences so they can say, hey, you remind me of this rapper. Hey, you give me this rapper vibes. Even if it's not intentional. But we have to have this talk. I said this before in podcasts about rappers who review other rappers. And how these rappers also, when they review nobody rappers, it's very different. And sometimes if you are a rapper that they really love, to put you on this high ass pedestal, right? Even when an artist does give you the old them, it's still not on some fans, they don't listen to albums. They just, I don't think I heard the whole album. You can bet your ass they didn't. But you know, You know, but bro, I like your old sound. Like, I don't hear that old sound no more. If y'all fans are so obsessed with artists not changing their style up, when an artist is underground with a sound that works, like right now, I have a sound that works. Yes, it's repetitive, but yes, it's give you Don Kennedy vibes. So you've heard this style before. It give you Bo Lee James vibes. You heard this style before. My Call Me vibes. You've heard this style before. I'm just another card in the deck. That's why I keep asking at the end of all these podcasts, at the end of this, because people listen to my podcast. And since people like to DM me sometimes, I got producers who follow me on SoundCloud. They listen to this shit. I don't know why. How do you listen to my shit? My shit ain't that big. So I'm like, okay, cool. Then what do I bring to this particular genre of music that's so unique that if I were to step out of this lane for a second, it's like, oh, no. This is not the Mike Sense that we know. No, it's not. We want the old Mike Sense. And the old Mike Sense is just me rapping over classic boom bap beats. And keep in mind, all these niggas talk about. So it must be more to what I'm saying. RB, oh, it's because you're talking about real shit. That is so cliche. It's not fucking different. Like I told you before, life is cliche. So we shouldn't complain about artists talking about cliche things when life itself is fucking cliche. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like y'all want shit that's too different to the point where you don't understand it. If I made a whole song about, you know, space and traveling in and out of space, you're going to say, oh, no. That's not the Mike Sense that we know, because guess what? The whole persona of Mike Sense, based off the consistency, is I'm a street rapper that talks about street shit. But then throws anime and manga type of bars sprinkled in. So it's not as, you know, extreme as an anime girls or extreme as something else like Kitty Katsu or something like that. It's just sprinkled in. But it's said in such a cool way, it doesn't come off as corny. But whatever. It's like high school to me. With these motherfuckers. But that's what I'm talking about. It's so cringe and corny to me when other rappers, like you see it before. Even I've dealt with this. When y'all say, Hey, I'm a rapper. Hey, rapper here. Why do y'all say that? Like, I can imagine how the fuck you sound when y'all say this shit. You know, I can send a song right where I'm writing verses to a song called 95 NBA. What I call that? This is a beat. What I call that shit? 90 NBA Finals 95, right? But the whole song is just me just using a whole bunch of fucking like NBA punchlines and references. You know, anyone can do that. You know what I mean? Anyone can do that. But like I told you, it's like how everyone can do ABC rap. When I mean ABC, I mean rapping every A, like alphabet, like, you know, I came from the A, but I, B, C in different place, you know, but you got to do it in ABC order. And as much because the average fans, they don't rap. So into them, because they've heard it before, that's not impressive. Nigga, that's as hard as you think it is. Like, try writing a whole verse with the alphabet and making sure that you doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You know what I mean? And then go backwards. That's fucking goddamn impressive and fucking goddamn complicated. But to a fan who doesn't do it, because y'all want to use the hell, well, I don't have to be a chef to know that the fucking goddamn food is good. We gonna need to fucking debunk that. Yeah, you don't have to be a chef to know that it's good, but you also respect the fact that it takes skill to fucking cook, my nigga. That's simple. It's like how it does. The multi-syllabic rhymes that y'all be making fun of rappers for doing, yeah, that takes some kind of skill to do that. And that's, unless y'all niggas be swamping down, we don't like ABC rap, y'all blend it. So I can sit there and just use a whole bunch of, you know, but like I told you, these rappers slash fan, you got these super extreme, I'm so serious about this culture and this craft that if you do anything that is not even in their mind and what an elite MC does or an elite rapper lyricist does, they own your head. Now in their mind, it's just to push you and make you a better rapper. No, it's not. No, it's not. because you can bet your fucking ass these niggas are the cliche lyrical rappers that be on and on the money type beats. That's why I don't fucking buy and on the money type beats no more. Keep in mind, some of the beats are cool, but after a while it's repetitive. Then that be spending that crazy trying to do their best if they're white, because it's not like just black fans with this shit. If they're white, they're doing their best Vinnie Paz, Jedi Mind Tricks impersonation. Or if they're black, they're doing their best fucking Jannar Lucas impersonation. Like, y'all literally impersonate these fucking rappers. You don't have, this is in between being inspired and fucking impersonating. All I'm saying is a bunch of impersonators. Now, watch you sit there and try to say, well, you impersonating Bo Lee James. In what way, sir? You impersonating Chance the Rapper. In what way, sir? Because remember, a long time ago, they did that to me. But I already told you how that shit was stupid. I even put in a fucking song. Now, to you, like I told you, these fools are people who have a SoundCloud account with one song. If you go on their DistroKid, they have one song. But they are actively reviewing other rappers' music. These are people who anonymously send their music to independent radio stations, and their shit be as subpar at best. And they sit there and critique everyone else's shit and call their shit trash and mid. So, you know. So, like that is crazy. Like, you sit here, you're telling some artist how to, I seen it on DJ Show, how this one chick just critiquing every fucking rapper song. I mean, when you go on their page, your shit's on private. But you're a rapper, right? See, these are the type of fucking fans who are cowards, or supposed rappers who are cowards, because they throw rocks and hold their hands and hide their hands. And it's a lot of them that do that. So, turn this little podcast off because my fire's about to die. I'm telling you, I'm gonna continue this. When you are, don't critique another rapper shit and you a rapper. Y'all hear this all the time. Hey, I'm a rapper. I know that on some parts, this didn't, you kind of a little bit off, but you know, a swing. They don't know nothing about that. And then on top of the fact, you added a little bit too many syllables here. And also you had a good flow going. Like, trust me, nothing you do is perfect with these motherfuckers. And if it sounds good because they got that rap artist ear, and keep in mind, these fools sound very cliche, and they'll try to tell you what to do with your shit and say, hey, but it'll make it better. It'll make it better. Like my pastor said, opinions, I can hear them. I ain't got to accept them. All because we rap and we make the same fucking music. I rap over boom bap beats. Okay, nigga. And? Do you rap with my same style? No? Exactly. So how you gonna tell me about a style that's completely mine? That's the thing about you fans too. Y'all talk about originality, right? But every time an artist does something with their own unique style, which mostly is gonna be against the norm of what you typically listen to in rap, the first thing fly out your face is, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Why are you rapping like this? Why are you flowing like this? I don't know why you're rapping like this. Anytime when they ask, why is he rapping like this? Why is he doing this? They're not used to that shit. But see, and these rap coaches, they do it worse. They're like, well, you got to understand, man. Well, hold on right quick. My shit's about to die. I'm going to finish it up.